is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Israel has launched strikes against the leadership of Hamas, meeting in Qatar. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the strike.
They perpetrated the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Now, they were meeting in the same place, exactly the same place, where they celebrated the savagery almost 2 years ago.
The attack raises questions about a ceasefire deal in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
This does call into question, though, if some or if many or potentially even all of Hamas's senior leadership have been killed. Where does that leave negotiations if there is no one, at least high level, to talk to?
Qatar, a major U.S. ally in the region, was also a mediator in those talks and says it will not participate in further negotiations for now. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said just moments ago the White House was notified by the U.S. military of the strikes. And President Trump told his envoy, Steve Witkoff, to notify Qatar of the impending attack.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals.
But she said eliminating Hamas is a worthy goal. Revised job numbers out today are signaling the economy is on shakier footing than what was thought. CBS's Kelly O'Grady has a look at the new numbers that covered a 12-month period through March of this year.
The economy has been weakening for a lot longer than we have originally thought. When you do the numbers, this breaks down to less than 76,000 jobs added each month during that period. And many of them, we were reporting that it was over 100,000.
The Jeffrey Epstein case continues to weigh on the administration and on Congress, which has a budget deadline to meet at the end of this month. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
This issue has really been hovering over everything up here on Capitol Hill. Just a few weeks from now, the government is poised to shut down if Congress can't agree on funding levels to continue to fund the government. They've got a lot of work to do on deadline, and this is an issue that continues to hover over everything.
On Wall Street at this hour, investors hoping the revised job numbers prompt the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 200 points, the Nasdaq higher by 39. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. New rule. Apartments in Wisconsin now have to have bigger recycling bins. The DNR has rolled out new rule changes for recycling in apartment and multifamily buildings. Property owners and managers must now provide at least as many recycling containers as trash bins and enough recycling space to handle 20 gallons per week. That's for each unit. Racine has already approved joining a proposed regional passenger rail commission, and Milwaukee leaders will consider the idea next. The Public Works Committee in Milwaukee will take up the matter tomorrow. The commission would coordinate future rail service among Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Leaders in Kenosha haven't yet taken up the issue. And Kenosha is planning a new holiday event, a first-ever drone light show. It'll be part of the Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting on November 28th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
yeah, it was. He's on it. It was a great, great day for him. Came up kind of empty. Got a one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, lows staying mild to the upper 50s, maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being here this afternoon. We've got a great show for you coming up in just a little while. We'll talk with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Later this afternoon, Diane Carlson from the Racine Arts Council. And of course, after the 5 p.m. news, we've got another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1961. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. Each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now, where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with that one from the Partridge Family. And doesn't somebody want to be wanted? I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got high school football for you this Friday night. This Friday night, it's Union Grove against Burlington. And Dick Rousseff is going to have the call of the game. The pregame Friday night at 6:30, kickoff at 7. High school football brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. The Friday night tradition continues this Friday night, high school football on WRJN.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with a Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It's the Everly Brothers and Bye Bye Love on WRJN. Well, Phil and Don Everly enlisted in the United States Marine Corps Reserves in November of 1961 for 6 months. That was an alternative to being drafted separately for two-year periods in the Army. Thank you.
the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Diamond on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, if you want to keep up with what's happening in Racine and beyond, sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that for free at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason said last night during his address that the city is growing fast, but also faces challenges from national policies. He said new housing, construction, and school upgrades do show progress, while warning federal cuts to Medicaid and food assistance will hurt families. Mason also highlighted a new health partnership in Racine.
Racine Unified, the City of Racine, and Pillar Health have joined hands in common cause. At long last, we have federally qualified health services provided in our city. We have been the largest city in the Midwest without these services for too long. Pillar Health now operates in the garden level of Julian Thomas School, offering services in both medical and behavioral health. This serves as Pillar Health's temporary home while we continue our sacred work to build a new City of Racine King Center right next door. So if you have not driven past Martin Luther King Drive lately, if you have not witnessed our vision taking shape before your very eyes, I would encourage you to do so soon. The new City of Racine King Center is beginning to take form like a dream becoming flesh, its skeleton rising before us like the bones of some magnificent creature preparing to breathe new life into our community.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, lows staying mild to the upper 50s, maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday, leftover memories of Sunday, always spent with you before the clouds appear to took away.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's check in with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, who wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett.
Well, Caught Stealing from Sony, starring Austin Butler, came at number five with $3.2 million. At number four was Freakier Friday. This body swap sequel starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan continues to delight audiences. It brought in $3.8 million over this past weekend. And number three was the surprise hit of the 2025 summer movie season. Warner Brothers thriller Weapons took in $5.4 million. At number two, it was Disney's Hamilton, the Broadway stage musical filmed at the Richard Rodgers Theater in New York, hit theaters for a special engagement and earned $10 million. And at number one, blowing the doors off projections, was The Conjuring: Last Rites from Warner Brothers. The movie, said to be the last Conjuring to be released, drew horror audiences to an amazing sum of $83 million at the box office. Simply an amazing turnaround for fans and a result for the movie. Coming up this weekend, there's a plethora of great content for everyone, including the anime Crunchyroll film released by Sony Pictures, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the new Downton Abbey movie, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, The Long Walk being released by Lionsgate based on a story by Stephen King starring Mark Hamill, and Rock Legends, or at least made-up Rock Legends, Spinal Tap return in Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. As you can see, there is so much to see at your local theater. Make plans to see a movie today.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
And sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolly. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where researchers say you can improve the sour mood of your cat by making him solve food puzzles. Like what? Making him figure out how to operate the electric can opener?
She's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Lord.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's something many of us are going through. Do you have an aging loved one that you need to care for? Well, don't miss the Aging Well Expo. It's coming up Tuesday, September 30th at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. Many vendors are going to be there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. And if you want more information about it, we've got info at our website at WRJN.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
WRJN is brought to you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, what part of your body do you wash first when you step into the shower? We'll discuss coming up on WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you. Love.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go.